tell us a little bit about the incident that happened here in the early hours of this morning.
Well, when crews arrived, and they got here very quickly from all of the local stations, what they were faced with was a ferocious fire. It fully involved the house, and most of the fire was in and around the kitchen area. They were told on arrival that there was likely to be people still inside, and when that happens, firefighters right away want to make sure that they've, first of all, got enough water to be able to put the fire out. They get inside the house very, very quickly, and they were wearing breathing apparatus for their own protection, as you would imagine. They very quickly found a lady on the first floor and rescued her. Unfortunately, the lady has subsequently died. They extinguished the fire in the kitchen area, and again, unfortunately, they found another two dead people in that area.
Obviously, it's extremely early. Is there any indication as to what's caused this fire?
No indication at this time. It's a very methodical process that we have to go through now. Because of the extensive damage, you know, our colleagues in the police and our fire investigators have had to carry out an initial investigation of the scene so that they can plan what they're going to do whenever they have enough daylight. Unfortunately, we're running out of daylight today, but they plan to be here at the earliest possible opportunity tomorrow morning. They will begin a complete investigation of the scene of the fire, which will mean that they will have to excavate the area in and around where the main damage is, and that area is the kitchen where we found the two people. That will take some time and will probably take place over the course of tomorrow, but it'll be probably by the end of tomorrow or early the day after before that investigation has been completed.
Is there any indication to whether the fire has been started from inside the house or whether it might have been started externally?
Well, all we know at the present time is that the main scene, or what appears to be the main scene of the fire, is in and around the kitchen area where we found the two people. That is where we're carrying out most of our investigations at the present time and focusing on.
Just to sort of give us an idea of the scale of the fire, how many sort of firefighters were involved in tackling it? How long did it go on for?
Well, to say we had three fire engines, which is as what we would expect to respond to an incident like this. We also had officers attending as well to complement that. So for us, it was a serious fire, serious enough for us to make sure that we had three fire engines at the incident. But I have to say, and I have to commend our firefighters for their professionalism. Though they're trained to deal with this on a daily basis, they very, very quickly brought this fire under control. They rescued one lady and, again, extinguished it as quickly as they possibly could.
It must be quite harrowing as well for the firefighters when you get to a fire and, like you said, the two people aren't being able to be rescued or even be identified at the moment. Mm.
Yeah, so unfortunately we deal with this not as often as we used to, but when we have a situation such as today, it can impact on us. We are professionals, but we also have systems in place, and we have people who can help our firefighters now through the course of the next few days, and if they need help beyond that, we have specialist expertise which can assist as well.
Is this any sort of information that maybe the public can help with, or is this sort of up to you guys now to sort of get on with it and do it yourself?
Well, in relation to this scene, you know, our colleagues in the police have already put in an appeal that if there's any additional information that they feel may be useful to the investigation, please let us know. I would appeal to the public at the present time, you know, not only in relation to this type of incident, but at this time of the year, people are more prone to use candles, they're more prone to have open fuel fires, and of course people have Christmas trees. We would say to people, you know, out there, be aware that what the main causes of fire are in your home. Make sure you've got a smoke detector. Any type of fire that occurs in your home, a smoke detector is the only thing that will alert you if you do have that fire, and maybe the only thing that helps you and your family get out of a large fire.
Have you any idea whether there was smoke detectors were fitted in the house?
We believe that there was a number of smoke detectors fitted in the house, but as you can imagine, the house is so extensively damaged that it's only the investigation that will uncover all of that information fully.
And finally, what's the sort of timescale you're looking at here for your investigation? Have you any idea how long it's going to take to sort of come to the conclusion of the cause of the fire?
Well, as I said earlier on, it's going to be tomorrow before we can start a full scene excavation. So it'll probably run the course of all day tomorrow before the investigators have completed, and it could well run into the day after.